This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pharmaceutical and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Libby Bainey, founder and executive director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting consumers from online illegal drug sellers. Libby, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, what is the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies?
Well, Eric, you mentioned in the beginning that, and you were right, the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, or we call it ASOP Global, is a nonprofit organization. We're based in Washington, D.C., but we work internationally to protect patients globally from the threat of illegal online drug sellers.
And who are ASOP Global's members?
Our members include pharmacists, patient safety groups, public health organizations, pharmaceutical manufacturers, pharmacies, government organizations, healthcare providers, and internet security companies. All of these stakeholders are dedicated to protecting consumer safety online.
And with your experience, how many illegal online drug sellers do you think that there are?
Eric, the problem is huge and growing. Currently, there are approximately 30 to 40,000 active online drug sellers that they sell prescription medicines over the internet. And we've learned that 97% of these websites are operating illegally and out of compliance with the laws put in place to protect patients. Indeed, it's estimated that 50% of the medicines sold online are counterfeit, one in two. And so ASOP Global works internationally to collect data on the scope of this problem. We can share it with patients, lawmakers, policymakers, and international organizations so we can all protect patients online.
Today we are with Libby Bainey, founder and executive director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting consumers from online illegal drug sellers here on eHealth Radio's pharmaceutical and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Libby, what are the risks associated with purchasing a prescription medication from illegal online drug sellers?
Eric, the risks are numerous, but among the most serious are that the products could be counterfeit. Indeed, one in two products sold online have been proven to be counterfeit. The medicines could be manufactured in unsafe or unregulated conditions. They could contain ingredients that lead to adverse reactions, even death, or just have no therapeutic benefit. So you think you're taking a medicine and it has no benefit at all. So you're paying for something that doesn't deliver the healthcare benefits that you need. Further, consumers could have their identity or credit card information stolen. You're working with criminals. The criminals have no interest in protecting patient safety or protecting your identity. They're likely to be hurting you in one way or another, and they're doing it for their own gain.
And what are warning signs consumers should be looking for?
These illegal online drug sellers are often located outside of the United States, or they're not licensed by the State Board of Pharmacy where the patient's located. That's number one. Make sure that your pharmacy is licensed where you live or where you're purchasing medicine from. Number two, sometimes these drug sellers don't even require a prescription. Prescription medicines are prescription for a reason, and a lot of the times the online drug sellers will say, check the box, tell me you have a prescription, or chat with a doctor now to get a legitimate prescription. You don't even know if that person's a doctor. Number three, these websites often offer deals that are just too good to be true. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. And number four, they send spam or unsolicited emails. And the last one is that they often offer to ship medicines worldwide. So if the website is shipping medicine worldwide, offering medicines out of valid prescription, not licensed in your state, those are red flags.
Certainly some great tips to be aware of. And lastly, how can a consumer know if an online pharmacy is legitimate or not?
Well, certainly you can make sure that those red flags don't exist. You can make sure that the pharmacy is licensed in your state, that it sells only FDA prescription medicines to U.S. patients. It requires a valid prescription, is located in the United States and has an address, and has a pharmacist available for consultation. that's a lot of things to think about. And so an easy way to do it is to go to the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy's VIPS list. That's V-I-P-P-S. It's easy if you just do a search online. You can find the list of VIPS approved pharmacies, or you can go to www.legitscript.com and look up a URL to make sure it's safe.
Excellent information. Certainly appreciate all this helpful information in all these regards. Where can our listeners get more information about Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies Online?
I would go to www.safeonlinerx.com. That's Aesop Global's website. It has tips for consumers, videos, fact sheets, links to other resources, including government documents and reports if you want to get into the nitty-gritty. It also helps you find safe medicines where in the jurisdiction where you're located. That's www.safeonlinerx.com. You can also follow the Alliance on Twitter at @safeonlinerx.
Well, Libby, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Great information.
Thanks, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Libby Bainey, founder and executive director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting consumers from online illegal drug sellers. To learn more about illegal online drug sellers and how Aesop Global is making the internet safe for consumers, visit safeonlinerx.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pharmaceutical and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.